to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. And you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am and always shall be your host, John Statnor, on this 12th day of July, 2006. Bruce in Omaha. Hello, Bruce. You're up.
Hello. How you doing, John? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, well, just to let you know also, Friday the 13th comes on Thursday this month. Anyway, I got a couple questions, a couple points I want to raise.
Yeah.
First, about that comment you made a few minutes ago about the civil war going on in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that, the Shia at Mosque was bombed, what was it, Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And, or Saturday or so, and then the Shiites went out and were shooting Sunnis in the streets, you know, the next day, killing up to over 40 of them in the streets of Baghdad. I wonder how much of that is produced by CIA covert operations, such as blowing up that Shiite mosque to stir the pot.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing, it is amazing to me. Dar Jamal is over in Iraq. I'm going to hope to have him on the program, hopefully this week. So we can get a report directly from Iraq on this. But we're being lied to. I mean, the president's up there telling us the economy's strong. You pick up the newspaper, you see stories about the job growth slowing. You know, I mean, it's just this guy, he's not even a good cheerleader. He's not even a good liar. I mean, give me Bill Clinton again. At least this guy could look at you, smile with a straight face and lie to you and make people believe it. This guy's lousy at it.
I got one more question for you. How's the Forgotten Man of the Patriot Movement doing? Are you Mark Cornkey? Is he still in the jail?
He's going to be there for at least 7.5 years.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
He was really slam dunk, wasn't he?
Well, he was, and I you know, here was a guy, I don't like to speak ill of the dead or the jailed, but here was a guy, I told him, I said, you know, you better watch your step. And he did things contrary to what you and I would do. Bottom line is he doesn't have to be in prison right now. I won't say that's a choice of his, but it was the way he was doing certain things. And I told him, I said, man, I said, you're either going to end up dead or in jail. And lo and behold, he ought to thank his lucky stars he's not dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so what happens when you get wise in your own eyes and prudent in your own sight? You know,
mm-hmm.
you're just your own man and you're beating your drum so hard you don't even hear what's going on around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, pray for Jim Trafficant, too.
Yeah, I'll tell you, people don't have to be going to jail in this country for no damn good reason at all when we have honest government and honest courts. You know, it just doesn't have to be this way. I hate doing stories on jailed anything or people that are getting ripped off or their land stolen or they're being spied upon or the ATF's running up on them, 40-some agents running up on you to steal the hard drive out of your computer to find out who bought your weapons. Even
like though the ordinance up in Montana.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely insane. These people broke no laws whatsoever. But yet it doesn't matter because the ATF got exactly what they wanted. They got his information off his damned hard drive to find out who were these people out there had these evil weapons that they would want to go under the radar to buy an 80% manufactured weapon by ATF standards, no matter which way you cut it, is absolutely, positively, 100% legal. That's why the guy hasn't been charged yet. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can't You Bet Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dishing receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Michelle Malkin's neocon blog fears that, oops, another one's getting away from the fold. Bruce Willis, now a 9/11 truther. Sorry, the truth has a tendency to set you free. That's right. She's lamenting that truly, truly depressing news. Story by Paul Joseph Watson. Following our exclusive yesterday about a Scanner Darkly director, Richard Linklater, which he's an Austinite down here, his efforts to spread the 9/11 truth within the filmmaking community, including formerly diehard neocon Bruce Willis, a Bushist blog, has voiced its fears that Willis has left the fold of the government apologist crowd. Hot Air is a popular video blog founded by neocon poster child Michelle Malkin, created to challenge the supposed liberal domination of the internet streaming video market. Calling Willis' apparent rethink on his political stance like Schwarzenegger converting to Islam. Hotter quotes from our story. Linklater said he has handed out DVDs on the set, which carried claims that 9/11 was perpetrated by the U.S. government to erect a police state to Bruce Willis, one of the stars of Linklater's upcoming Fast Food Nation. He said he put it to him in such. It put him in such a headspace that he will be quiet on issues of national policy. Linklater said Willis had told him in an email that the videos had changed his entire political paradigm, complaining that Willis is now believing the plots of his own movies, Hot Air calls the development truly, truly depressing. Noting that Willis is producing a pro-war film in which American soldiers will be depicted as brave fighters for freedom and democracy, according to the Times, Hot Air laments that Willis could have his brain turned so easily to oatmeal. No, you people are the stinkers, okay? We got the thinkers. You cookie-cutter, corporate, ladder-climbing, social despots that you so eagerly cling to the message that you think that will gain you the greatest amount of money on a contract or payoffs or whatever the case may be. You're worse than a whore. Because at least when you're dealing with a street corner whore, you know exactly what you're going to get and what you're going to pay for it. You people are parading around like you're some kind of on high, we are the truth out there, and all you are is propagandists. I don't know how the hell you live with yourselves. I don't know what motivates. If stuffing money in your pocket is so damned important at the sake of this country, then you're no better than a whore. You're worse than a whore. Jeez. John in Minnesota. Hello, John.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Oh, great. You know, it's a mindset, though. You have people, for instance, if you bring up federal deficit Roosevelt, they still sing praises to that demonic entity. Look at all the people he had murdered just so his good buddies could make some money. You know?
Yeah, I know. And you
and they still believe that Hillary is the answer to everything.
Okay.
It's amazing. And you can show all of the various murders associated with these, the drug business, the manipulation of the market done by these people.
Sure.
All of these things that rip the people off left and right and left and right. You can show them all this data. It doesn't change a thing in their mind. And my point is that with that kind of a mindset, don't waste your time. They haven't got a mind to begin with. They're a walking tape recorder. They take what they tape down those things that they're programmed to tape down, and they repeat them. And that's it. There is no thought involved with this. You do not want a thought process. It might spin your eyeballs or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, what I'm thoroughly convinced of is that people are rejecting what we were talking about because it is so scary to them to admit the light of truth into their lives. It is going to be so life-altering that they fear it. What does that say for people when they fear the truth?
But, John, they are bringing about that which they fear and do not want to believe. Their very actions are bringing about that which they most fear. And they don't understand that. Yeah, it's kind of mind-bending, but
John, can you even get them to admit that they're afraid? Even they won't admit publicly or utter this to any one living human soul, let alone to themselves.
No, they live in a land of euphoria,
and it's a self-imposed exile from reality is what it is. Because
exactly.
as I said, that you know this bad news, they already know something's bad. They just don't want to. They would much rather have their back turned to the beast that's going to behead them to look it straight in the eye and flip it off before they go down. You know? it's insane.
Well, or poke it in both eyes so it can't see what it's swinging at.
There you go.
But you just don't waste your time on it. But when you talk to a person in any area that they're interested in, they're talking about taxes, complaining about taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Fine, you got plenty of information in that area. Explain some of it to them. And if you see some lights turn on, wonderful. If you see that blank stare, shake the dust off your shoes, go for a walk, go talk to somebody else. There's lots of people out there nowadays that know that something's rotten, and they want to know what in the world, what is this world doing? What in the world is going on?
Yeah, I know. Look, I have said, and I've said this until I made myself sick of hearing myself say it, that I've told people that You want to do your part. You want to be a good American. You want to be the watchman on the wall. You want to wake up your fellow citizens. Okay. How are you doing it? Are you running around with an armload of paperwork and videos hanging out of every pocket, and you know you're running at breakneck speed and dropping stuff, and you're just a mess? What you need to learn how to do is to engage people in thoughtful conversation, and don't do most of the talking.
Yep.
And involve that other person. Find out what their fears or concerns. John, I've done this a million and one times. I'll engage somebody in a conversation. They'll bring up something, and I'll throw something at them. Now,
exactly.
I'm going to find out if this person is really just there to hear themselves talk or try to impress me with their base of knowledge, which is really baseless. But if I see an indication that if I slide a little tidbit of information and I get from them, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
If they want to receive some information, I'll give them a little bit more and I'll let them continue. I won't beat them over the head. I won't box them in.
Exactly.
But if I find out they really have an inclination of finding out what's really going on, I'll slip them a little information. See, this is. I just had dinner with Larry. Thank you, Larry, if you're listening to the broadcast today. The guy that went in and did that 50 CD set for us as an informational packet.
Uh-huh.
And I am telling people, if you want to, you can throw a video at them and say, here, you need to watch this. Or, you know, you can maniacally, you know, ratty-tat-tat at them like a machine gun, bullet them with, you know, so many things their head's spinning, and hell, they even think you're either a wingnut or you're just lost or insane or you weren't breastfed as a baby or something's wrong with you, okay? But I am saying to engage people, to draw out what is concerning them, and then whip out a CD and say, you know what? Here's a gift for you. If you're really concerned and you really love your country, I appreciate having this conversation with you. Here's a CD. And by the way, here's my number. If you're interested in any more of this information, I'll be happy to give it to you. No charge. It's my job as a human being, as your brother, as an American, as a fellow citizen, whatever you want to say.
Right. Whatever fits properly.
That's
the basis of it, though, John, is having enough information in your head that when they hit on a subject, you've got some information that they would like to have. That's the important part, that you have a good enough base of information that you can touch them.
Yep, that's the whole point.
And don't beat them up, as you said, and don't try to put a 5,000-pound load on a half-ton pickup.
It ain't going to work. And you know what? It just overloads them. They glaze, and they just
right.
They
and
run
they'll blow out a tire and veer into the ditch.
Yeah, they just run further down the rabbit hole, you know,
you
whatever we want to say. But, you know, that's the point, to engage people, find out what concerns them, spoon-feed them. You will know if you are casting your pearls before swine soon enough, but I've seen many people, they take it as a personal challenge. They will beat themselves up, burn themselves out, piss themselves off to no end, and then sit around and complain, nobody wants to listen to me. You gotta learn the art of communication, which most people have forgotten how to even do.
And if they worship Hillary Clinton, don't waste your time.
No, just shoot them on the spot.
So
they don't procreate and grow more of them. No, I'm just teasing.
I do wish they wouldn't reproduce. If they didn't reproduce, the world would be a whole lot better off.
I better John. Watch it. Okay, John.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. I was not serious. That was an on-air joke, folks. I don't want anybody shooting Hillary Clinton. No, I want her on trial for treason against this country when the time comes. I can't wait. Paul in Delaware. Hello, Paul.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
I really appreciate what you've accomplished, and I got another approach. Though.
Well, how do you mean what I ask my wife? I fail in about 9 out of 10 categories. But what are you talking about?
Well, without getting into a long history, you know, I'm a researcher, and I've you know, been at this for 10+ years, and I know where you come from, and I see how far you've come, and I like your attitude of getting things done. But
hold on a second, Paul. Hold on, we're on a break here. We got to take the break. Alan in Kansas and others, just hang on. 800 313-9443. It's an open phone Friday on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
There must be some kind of way. I am always here to correct any errors and inaccuracies. I said, ask my wife. I do 9 out of 10 things wrong. Wrong. I do 10 out of 10 things wrong. At any rate, Paul in Delaware, you were saying, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about what you were saying before the break as far as how to communicate with people. And, you know, I try to do that, but once I see that they are not interested and they want to promote lies and deception, mm-hmm. I like to do what a French professor said regarding these people that still insist of how the Holocaust went down, and just take them by the throat and don't stop. Because I think that's the only way sometimes, you know, it took me like, I would say 7 years, I had to take my own dad by the throat, you know, figuratively, before he finally is coming around to, hey, yeah, I found out about the Pentagon, and yeah, and he's still not totally fully getting the understanding in it registering correctly, but he's slowly coming around. But the reason why I'm calling is because I had to. I just watched the nightly news, and I seen that the Jews are bombing the Palestinians, which have no weaponry except for a couple of RPGs or something, and maybe some human bombs waiting to go off. But, I mean, this is nothing compared to what the Jews have. And so I got to take my frustrations out on all these so-called wannabe loving Christians that support these killers. I mean, I got to put them in the same group, because I'm in a country where no matter what these people do to human beings, that they get a free pass. And why? It's against the law to practice Christian. Well, not practice it, but to proselytize people. You know, they really don't. They despise Christians. The only reason why they want them there is for the tourist industry. I mean, so when I sit here in this country and I look at the nightly news and I see what these murdering Jews are doing to the Palestinian people, it just frustrates me. And so I have to get on the air and say, look, you Christians, I put you in the same category because you're just as bad as the Jews.
I have nothing to add to that. Paul, you said it well. I thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, Paul said at the outset of his phone call that, he's a researcher who's been doing it for a number of years. He's pleased to see the network grow and what it's become. Folks, you know, I don't know how to express this, because I've said it so many different times, so many different ways. I gave up trying to be creative because I realized I ran out of ways to say the same thing only in different words. My pledge and my promise to you is this network will be here. It will constantly be looking for ways to improve. Better talk show host. We have some good ones, but I got to tell you what. Nothing is set in stone on this network. If we can bring you the very best, nobody's job is safe and secure at this network, including mine. Now, I don't want the rumor mill to start. Just hang on here. My point is that we are obligated, because of the current situation we find ourselves here in this country, because we are the quote-unquote alternative news, I have a duty and obligation to be the best in the alternative news. I want this network to move into mainstream. That's where we need to take this message. So I don't care what you do, or, you know, if you're supporting this network through a monthly donation, I thank you. If you're buying products from us, thank you. If you're considering putting up a low-power FM, and we've got this wonderful satellite system for sale, by the way, cheaper than anybody else does, the KU satellite package for $149. Folks, top-notch radio equipment for less than $2,000. You can put up your own radio station. Are you hearing me? And if you are hearing me, why aren't other people hearing me? I'm not the end-all, be-all in radio, folks. I've got an ego about the size of Southwest Rhode Island, okay? It's not as big as Texas. I am in this for one reason and one reason only, to be a part of the restoration of this great republic, and it can be done. I don't know if you're noticing this or not, but the New World Order crowd is now infighting and falling right flat on their face. They're tearing each other's eyes out right now. And that's exactly what they've been trying to do with us, pit each other over social issues, religious issues, party issues, Democrat bad, Republican good, you know, Republican conservative, Democrat liberal. Look, all of America's brain screwed on the political thing, because it doesn't matter who is in the White House, whether a Democrat or Republican, the agenda continues. You know, I mean, folks, there are many ways in which you can help yourselves, help this country, help this network. You know, if you find an item that you want to buy, check us out and see if we offer the same item. You're buying a shortwave radio? Buy it from us. Buying gold and silver? I guarantee you'll get the best deal out there. You won't get raped and you won't get hounded for the next 6 months by some overeager, some salesman sitting in a boiler room trying to crank out a profit for the company. We don't operate like this. We have your intentions. Our intention here is to look out for you. But more importantly, to try to get this country back on track. And the only way that I know how to do it is through mass communication. That's what we're attempting to do here, folks. Please consider who we are and what we're doing. And my pledge is we're only going to get bigger, badder, and... You know, I'm here to kick butt and chew bubblegum, and I'm flat out of bubblegum. Will you help us in the fight? That's all I'm asking. Help yourselves. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Next Tuesday, we've got Aaron Russo back on the air prior to his kickoff of America, Freedom to Fascism, the nationwide release of that film. Here's a true champion. I mean, this guy, we're literally getting him out of his hospital bed. He had his third go-round with bladder cancer, and he had to go all the way to Germany for some cutting-edge cancer treatment. And he is going to be with us next Tuesday. So you got an email list out there. Email people. Tell them to tune into the program next Tuesday. And this is right on the eve of the kickoff of his movie to be released nationally, America, Freedom to Fascism. It's going to be an event that's going to rattle the globalists right to their core, folks. I guarantee you. See, we all want stuff that we can stand up and cheer about. Well, this is one of the times that we can. Thanks to Aaron Russo for doing this. A good man. What can I say? He's doing the right thing. Alan in Kansas. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I have a poem I want to read for you.
Is it long?
1 minute.
Okay.
And this has to do with that crowd like you was talking about out there in Hollywood that's so invested in the status quo.
Yeah.
Title of this is Crooked. in a crooked little country run by crooked little men, we learn to cheat and steal and anything to win. Competition became a crime, and honesty a sin in that crooked little country run by crooked little men. They learned to sell that pie in the sky. They learned to sell a dream, and we learned to buy. We bought dreams great and small. Whatever dreams they were selling, we bought them all. Dreams bought and sold became stock and trade. We bought and sold our most precious dreams. There were deals to be made. In the crooked little country, run by crooked little men, we became as they. We became the crooked little men.
Tell you what, if you would do me a favor, Mr. Producer, if you'll mark this on the inventory list, I want to extract that and clip that out of there. And if you don't mind, I'm going to play that from time to time.
You're welcome. It's my poem. You do what you want.
I appreciate that very much, Alan. Thank you.
That has to do with people that enjoy privilege and don't know anything about rights. They're just investing in the way things are and don't want to change.
I hear you. A lot of it going on. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Alan. Neat little poem, isn't it? I like that. Michael in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to clarify on Hillary Clinton. It's actually Hillary Rotten Clinton.
No, I always call him. I always call her Hillary from Rodham and Gomorrah.
I always like Hillary Rotten Clinton. That's how I always like to refer to her. but aside from that, John, I think, you know, the frustration we all get when we're trying to wake up, a lot of people that haven't caught on to the game yet, I usually start with the fundamentals, the basics. I like to wake an easy way to wake them up all the time is I say, hey, did you know property tax is illegal? That's a great way to, what? You're kidding. That's a great way to break them in. And then from there, the next fundamental, yeah, did you know the money you're the money you're carrying around is illegal? And again, they're always totally mystified at that.
I was just going to use that exact term, mystified.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, because you're really breaking them out of the spell that they're caught up in.
Well, and you know what? Do you know what an impact this is going to have on millions of Americans once Russo's film, From Freedom to Fascism, hits the movie screens in this country?
When do you anticipate that?
I think, Mr. Producer, isn't that July 18th? Is it 18th or 20th? It's right around there. We're going to get them, I think, on the very same day, if I'm not mistaken. I'll check it out and verify it. But I think we're going to have them on the air the same day that this film is being released nationwide.
Well, that's definitely a very exciting day to look forward to.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what, we need more things to clap about, which is going to invite more people into the party. The party's going to get bigger, the action's more bolder, and things are going to start changing in this country. This is what we've been asking people to do. Big ways, small ways, whatever. Lend us your ear. Roll up your sleeves. Let's get busy here. We don't have a whole lot of time left to turn this thing around, and it's going to be... we are going to... For the rest of our lives, and this is the exciting thing to me, be putting a country back, the finest country in my estimation throughout history. I'm a little bit of a history buff. The greatest country that's ever been on the face of the earth. I mean, we're gonna actually have a good time putting this thing back together and a legacy to leave our children and their children. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. And John, I'll tell you why, and I'll expand on that a little bit if I can. There was a golden age that was commencing at the turn of the 20th century, at the late 1800s, and it was stymied by the devil worshiping cabal of international bankers. They stopped Tesla and many other great inventors, where we would have had energy devices that would have never polluted.
Right.
Can you imagine? Can people just imagine that? No pollution ever. Nothing suffering from toxic waste anywhere.
Free electricity.
That's right. And unlimited power at your disposal to live where you chose. No wires, no cable. And you had full freedom because you had full mobility at your leisure.
Amazing.
That's right. And so, John, that's why I'm trying to find a way, because a real president, this is what I would do. If I was campaigning, and this is how we would rally all the people together immediately. As a president campaign, message I would say, get me elected, people. All the troops come home everywhere. Everybody comes home back to their families, and then we send them all down to the borders and shut the borders down. And then we abolish the Federal Reserve. We wipe the debt clean because it's illegal and fraudulent. We don't know anybody, anything. And the property tax, income tax immediately stops because it's illegal. And if anybody tries to enforce it, they're criminals on the spot, throw them in jail, seize all their property.
And you know what? It is so close to happening in this country. I don't think people, Michael, are perceiving how effective we little people here, with our big ideas and our bold endeavors, and grinding it out day after day after day, I don't think people really realize what a big impact that we have had. They don't even know their own victories.
Well, I'll tell you, John, maybe a lot of them don't, but people like me, we sure do, because we appreciate you guys at RBN and everybody at GCN Live for risking your neck, sticking it out there every day the way you do, and telling us the real news. And, I mean, a lot of us do appreciate that, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be totally up to speed with all the current events either. So, no, you guys are very appreciated.
Well, I thank you for that, Michael.
And John, you guys deserve it all. And if I may just finalize that follow-up, then, once all that was done, I'd probably take elite troops, go down to Mexico, but Vicente Fox is gone, because I would have hanged that dirty rat right on the spot. And I would have told the Mexicans, here's your country, please do something with it.
Let's send some forces down there to liberate their country. Only this time, instead of turning into democracy, we give them a free country with free elections. We get rid of their criminal cabal down there. But wait a minute. First, we've got to do the same thing here in this country.
You got it, John. That's right. And that's why, then along with that, I would use the boob tube for what it could be, a real educational device,
yes.
And I'll
yes.
show everybody yes. all the suppressed technologies
yep.
for the past 100 years and say, look, it's real. It exists. Don't
yep.
listen to Sean Hannity, who says, well, if they really could make it, they'd be selling it because everybody'd want it. I mean, Sean, you're either an idiot.
He's an idiot.
You're clearly a butt kisser, one or the other, boy.
He is a butt kisser
yep.
Par excellence, but
that's
he's also,
right.
he doesn't realize how ignorant he really is. I swear. What you got cameras in my house or microphones? I'm sitting there watching Hannity and Combs last night, and I was thinking, and I think I even said it out loud. I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm looking at this guy thinking, you know what? You know, you're a good-looking guy. You're an intelligent guy. You do TV. You do radio. Do you believe the schlup that you're handing out there?
Right.
Or are you
right.
just a paid whore like the rest of them?
That's right. Did you sell your soul, Sean, like the rest of them? And are you conscious of it?
Yeah. Hey, I got to run. I thank you so much. I appreciate your sentiments. Folks, what about a politician that runs for president of the United States on a platform that says, you know, there's a reason why we lost 97% of our purchasing power of the dollar? Because an illegal and unconstitutional thing was perpetrated on the American people back in 1913. Oh, by the way, that's what spawned the illegal income tax. Oh, and by the way, in your states and your communities and your counties, do you know you're forced to pay a property tax and it's not legal to make you do that? Could you imagine a man running for president in this country that wouldn't garner the attention of every man, woman, and child in this country with what? Just the good old, plain, honest truth. Whoa, what a concept. Let me go back here. I think I have Jeffrey Bennett.
No, I think I'm here. How are you this day, sir?
Well, boy, you're sounding good. It's like you're sitting right next to me.
Well, that's because I'm on Skype.
Oh, well, okay. How you doing, Jeffrey?
I'm doing fine. Been a long, interesting day watching markets. You know, I got to tell you, John, for obviously, with Republic Trading Group, and we pay so much attention to what goes into our website every day and a combination of what's going on in the markets. I don't think very many people out there realize that on May the 12th this year, just 2 months ago today, we saw literally a 26-year high in gold. And, of course, it very quickly began to slide down, which, of course, scared a lot of people that, oh, my goodness, have I made a mistake? Why should I be buying gold? And a lot of people started getting scared. Some people sold out. Strangely enough, none of our clients sold out. They bought it. They held because they understand the long haul.
Uh-huh.
June 13th, a month ago, we hit a low. And amazingly, we have recovered over 50, almost 65% of that loss already as gold closed today in the $651, $652 an ounce era range. So the estimations are, by the so-called experts, are that we're going to still see some of this floating vacillation until around the 7th of August, which is very typical. From that point, it is expected that gold will begin its long-anticipated move toward $1,000 an ounce.
You know, Jeff, we saw indications of where this market was moving, and you and I both know, all things being equal, gold right now should be a minimum of $1,600 to $1,800 an ounce. Minimum.
In reality, John, based upon what, adjusted for inflation, gold should actually be at about $2,300 an ounce.
Really? Right, that much?
In terms of $1,980, absolutely. And so we, continue to try to share this information. But I got to tell you, it's no different than the political aspect of things in general, even though economics in the world today is a political issue, it almost becomes mind-boggling to take a look at, like the Treasury reports came out today, and it's expected, as many thought, that by late this month or early next month, the Fed's going to raise interest rates again. And of course, they continue to drive interest rates down for so many years, which created this marvelous boon to the housing market. Not only the building of new homes, but the reselling and the refinancing and the no money down and the interest-only loans, many of which are now coming back to haunt people. Many of those refis did not have the same protection as the original mortgage that was held on a home, and the people are beginning to find out now that, the bank can not only repossess your home, but they can tap into your savings account. The mortgage company can now force you to begin liquidating other assets to compensate for the losses that they could potentially incur. There's an awful lot of negatives going on, and I don't see any good time coming out of it anytime soon.
Well, and I mentioned on the program, Jeff, I've been watching Bush and his rah-rah. He's not even a good half-butt cheerleader. The economy is strong. You pick up the paper, you see the layoffs, you see the economy shrinking. They're openly talking about recession. We already know, what have they had? 18, 19 hikes from the Fed here on the interest rates. The stories are already hitting the papers about the housing bubble bursting. I mean, on and on and on it goes. And this phony, please, Lord, if I have to die tomorrow, give me 5 minutes in a locked room with this lying little sack of doo-doo. Please.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh, and I'm looking at this. And I was, it's funny, I was thinking about this this morning. And I was thinking about the gold and silver, how people must be confused out there. And a lot of people wait. We're seeing the markets fluctuate. Well, I got some money, but I'm going to wait till it drops. Well, if that were the case, then you should have bought it, what, a couple of months ago when it was, what, at five?
Or a couple of years ago.
I'm trying to be kind.
No, well, of course. But, I've been working on this letter that we're going to be sending out to our clients. It basically is a thank you for their support of the network and their having chosen to do business with the Republic Trading Group. Because we both know, John, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of companies out there all across the country that sell gold, sell silver, platinum, rare coins, whatever the case may happen to be. And, of course, we're extremely thankful that our audience has chosen to not only acquire gold and silver from us, but to in addition, support this network because they believe in the mission. And all of these things become very, very important. I had people that said, my target is 680 or 585. My target is, 550 again. When it gets down to the 550, 560 range, I'll be calling you. Not a one of those people ever called, and they never will. Because every time that alleged target is reached, now they're cherry-picking another target. But in the gist of this, as I'm beginning to develop this letter for us to send out, you realize that when you contracted with me to take over the direction of Republic Trading Group, it's been 11 months, John. We began this, at least my involvement, began in August of last year. And at the day that I came on board, gold was $420 an ounce.
I am looking at the chart right here. 13 July of 05, that price held at $420.
Yeah.
On, turn my head here. On 3rd May of this year, gold was at $730. It dropped back down to 550 and some change, and now it's going back up. And I have begged and pleaded with people, look, we know where this is going to go. I know that a lot of people, Jeff, don't have a whole lot of resources, and they've got to be, instead of penny wise and pound foolish, they got to be straight out penny wise, whatever they do with their money for either investment or hedge against what we see coming here. And I don't know if people realize this. We have the wherewithal and the means to literally save their lives, their property, their investments. We literally, with just the service that we offer on rolling over an IRA, a retirement account, buying gold and silver, whatever the case may be, we know what this is going to be worth, and we have begged and we've pleaded with people. You have talked to a lot of these people. I have not talked to them personally. You know the quality of the people that they are. These are the smart ones that are calling. The ones that are trying to outsmart this game, they're wasting time, and they're going to end up wasting money.
They're all wasting tremendous amounts of money, because let's for just a moment forget about the fact that gold has gone through this gyration the last 30 days, that we saw it lose a lot of its gain. It still never got back to where it was this time a year ago, but it lost a little over 50% of that particular gain, but now it's gained about 65% of that back. Stop worrying about what it's going to cost you to buy gold. Start asking yourself what it's costing you to keep all your money in CDs and annuities and stocks and bonds and everything else. People are coming to us saying, well, I just got my quarterly statement from my broker, and I've got an $80,000 portfolio, and I made $75. Well, no, you didn't. Yeah, exactly. It's a joke, because inflation is completely eating it alive. And if you tell me there is no inflation, then, frankly, you're probably brain dead to begin with. But it's really frustrating. We've got great clients we deal with, both at the lower end and the upper end of the spectrum. I had a gentleman call a couple hours ago who had never called us before, but he had heard some rumor on another network that there were limitations as to how much gold you could buy, and that was all based on Roosevelt trading with the enemy. I said, where are you hearing this garbage?
Somebody that's trying to scare you into a gold purchase, that's where you're hearing
it. Well, no, it was worse than that, because they led this guy to believe that he was going to be restricted. He could only buy so much gold. Well, it turns out he doesn't have that much money to go anyway. But I said, what are you talking about? I said, we've got clients that do $200,000-$400,000 at a time, and we have other clients that come in and do $2,000-$3,000 at a time.
Yeah.
There's no regulation out there. I said, I think that someone is misrepresenting what it is they're trying to get across to you, and there are no minimums, there are no maximums within certain limitations. When it comes to silver, we really have gotten to the point with our suppliers that we really do have some minimums, but gold is not a real big problem. We've done a tremendous amount with British sovereigns over the last couple of months, because we've had some great buys. The other evening we introduced, I think it was last night, we talked about Swiss 20 franc pieces, which I like, because in fact they are Swiss. You know, how many people want to play like they're the big boys? They want to get Swiss annuities, or they want private Swiss bank accounts, or over the years, John, 10, 15 years, people call every month, so can you get me Swiss francs? And I said, well, what do you mean? Well, they're looking for paper. I said, why do you want the paper? Well, it's backed by gold. I said, why don't you just buy the real thing? Buy the Swiss francs in gold.
Yeah,
and
go.
So, you know, we do a lot of that. And through our endeavors with our importer, we've actually put some things together that are quite interesting. And I don't really have the time on the air to cut it down to minute detail. But understand this. Swiss 20 franc pieces, the standard European fifth-ounce issue, means it takes five of them to make an ounce, approximately. Brilliant uncirculated, most of them minted before 1935. Once in a while, you'll get something from the late 30s or early 40s, but it's not a major problem. It's one of those unique areas that we're buying for very close to its bullion or melt value, but it has this legal, quote, historical aspect that makes it exempt from governmental controls.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, we can acquire coins for as little as $131.50 a piece, or as much as $137.75. What's the difference? Smaller quantity purchases, the coins are going to cost $137.75 each. You know, you want to buy 20 pieces, 40 pieces. We've got different breakdowns along the way. Yes, you want to make a 1,000 Swiss 20-franc piece mega pack purchase. The price drops considerably. It gets down to that 130-150 factor. So all I can say to people is if you're looking at adding more gold to your holdings at the present time, if you're looking to get started, if you've got questions, you want to talk to myself or Robbie Noel, you pick up the phone, you call us today, 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. But, John, I have to emphasize this. This package we've got going right now with these Swiss 20-franc pieces, real fast, 1 to 19 pieces at 137.75 a coin, 20 to 39 pieces at 136.50, and it just keeps going on like that, 40 to 99 pieces, etc. You know, I can't guarantee what these things are going to be priced at tomorrow morning.
Sure.
This is good for the next couple of hours. And or until supplies are exhausted. But, set yourself a limit. If this is something you've been thinking of doing, John, the folks need to pick up the phone and call Robbie and I tonight. Get
okay.
this reservation in, because I can't guarantee its availability tomorrow morning.
No, and that's the way this is. Jeff, I think this is the way that this is going to be operating from here on out. It's you know, you can advertise a price for a coin or a set of coins or a package or whatever the case may be. But these gold and silver markets are fluctuating. But I think the fluctuation, as you said, is over with. We're going to see that steep incline coming up quick. And folks, you know, don't think that you have a whole lot of time. I don't want to panic people. I don't like panicked people, period. You don't either, because they make bad decisions.
Very quickly they do. Yes.
Yeah. But once you make up your mind to do this, move on it, because it's only going to be that investment. And Jeff, I don't want to hear accolades or thank yous for whatever. Thank you. I can now pay off my house, or I saved, my cars, or at least I can keep my kid in college or do whatever. We don't need the accolades, folks. What we need right now is your business. So you can secure your financial picture so we can take that profit. Now, Jeff, I don't think a whole lot of people understand exactly what Republic Trading Group was set up to do. Would you like to explain that?
I think very simply, John, Republic Trading Group was set up to be the main financial artery, the main hub that allows this network to maintain its position and to grow and to move forward and to be able to reach out to a larger and larger audience. It's no different than Russo's trying to do with his film.
That's exactly.
He's trying to reach out to a much larger audience, and thank God for people like Russo. We are, in our own way, John Stattmiller, Republic Broadcasting Network, the staff, the people who broadcast, are trying to do the exact same thing. But, you know, it unfortunately takes money to fund it. You've got satellite time, internet time, phone calls. You know, you've got equipment. You've got staff to pay that runs the...
That's standing around doing nothing right now, looking at me doing this broadcast. Don't you guys have something to do?
No, it's because they're listening to what we have to say. Now, if our employees would only spend the money to... Never mind, I'm teasing.
Hey, by the way, we only got about a minute here. Before you go, I want you... My engineer is messing with me. Knock it off. Screw with me in 60 seconds, okay? Look, I want you to tell the people real quickly about converting IRAs.
IRA conversions are actually quite simple. If you have an IRA out there, if you have a 401k or a 401(3b) for a former company, you're not satisfied with the kind of growth you're seeing, if you'd like to discuss an alternative, once again, call me at that same number, 1-800-691-7898. When you get the voicemail, dial the number 3. It brings you right through to my voicemail. Be glad to spend just a couple minutes with our clients. Explain the benefits of the gold and silver IRAs. It's another diversified manner that they can take control of their own lives instead of leaving it in the hands of someone else.
I like self-control, because this country and everything is so out of control. People are looking for that self-determination and self-control. Jeffrey Bennett, call this man right now, 800-691-7898, and you will be glad that you did. I guarantee you. Thank you, Jeffrey.
You're welcome, John. Take care.
Okay, sir. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. I'm coming for you right now. You stay there.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.